Radio Prague News.
Czechs saw their wages shrink in the last quarter of 2014. President Miloš Zeman has dismissed a proposal to resurrect an anti-missile defence shield in Central Europe. And Olympics gold medalist Eva Samkova has been badly injured after a fall in training. Czech average wages decreased by 484 crowns, or 1.8%, in the fourth quarter of 2013 to 26,637 crowns, the Czech Statistics Office announced on Tuesday. Adjusted for inflation of 1.1%, real wages fell by 2.9%. Average wages for the full year came in at just over 25,000 crowns. According to the Bureau, two-thirds of Czech employees earn lower than the average wage. Czech President Miloš Zeman has dismissed any resurrection of US plans to construct an anti-missile defence system in the Czech Republic and Poland. He said it would be ineffective. Zeman's spokesman said that the head of state was standing by his long-held views on Czech participation in an anti-US missile defence system. Republican senator and former presidential candidate John McCain suggested the US revive its plans for a radar station in the Czech Republic and an anti-missile base in Poland as reaction to Russia's intervention in the Ukraine crisis. The defence plans developed under former President George W. Bush, but were quickly dropped by successor Barack Obama soon after he became president. Czech Winter Olympics snowboard cross gold medalist Eva Samkova has been seriously injured during training for a World Cup event in Switzerland. Samkova badly damaged her ankle, one arm, and was severely concussed after falling badly at the end of a jump. She was taken to hospital by helicopter. Samkova was training in her first event since the Sochi Games. Her coach said that organisers had been warned about the danger of the jump where Samkova and other competitors had been injured. The British Embassy and Prague City Hall are discussing possible sites for a new monument commemorating Czechoslovak pilots who served in Britain's Royal Air Force during World War II. The 2-metre-high statue, a winged lion to be cast in bronze, was funded by the local British community and will be unveiled in a special ceremony on June the 17th. 88 Czechoslovak airmen fought in the Battle of Britain over the course of the war. A total of 2,500 Czechoslovaks served in the RAF. Dutch retail chain Ahold is seeking to leapfrog its rivals with the purchase of Spar's Czech outlets. Ahold has agreed to pay over 5 billion crowns for the 36 Czech hypermarkets and 14 supermarkets operated by the Austrian firm. The extra annual sales of around 15 billion crowns would catapult Ahold from third to first place as the Czech Republic's biggest retailer. Ahold currently trails Kaufland and Tesco. The deal still has to be approved by the Czech Competition Office. And finally, the Czech Republic has signed a tax exchange agreement with the Bahamas, the Ministry of Finance announced on Tuesday. The agreement had already been hammered out at the start of 2012, but has waited until now to be signed. The information exchange with the Caribbean tax haven will take effect when it's ratified by Parliament and signed by the Czech head of state. Prague has already sealed 13 such tax exchange agreements with other states. One of the Bahamas' most notorious Czech residents is the so-called Pirate of Prague, Viktor Kožený. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.